Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on iHeart and RadioMD, and of course, many other channels. Thank you for downloading us. And you're going to want to get to the guest segment, 901B. This is 901A, the news of the week, where we'll talk about, for example, how to have the most fun in your free time, according to science. Is working remotely bad for your health? The surprising factor may raise your risk of Alzheimer's disease. And we're going to talk about half of Americans say they're trying to lose weight. Who is more likely to try older? That is it older or younger people, or women or men? And do you really need less sleep as you age? Well, the answer is no, but we'll tell you what the but is. That is no but. We've got a lot of great stories to come to you. But before I do that, I want to tell you, you're going to want to listen to the guest of the week, Johanna Breyer, B-R-E-Y-E-R, When Your Child is Sick, A Guide to Navigating the Practical and Emotional Challenges of Caring for a Child Who is Very Ill. Of course, last week, we had another wonderful guest segment, Lorenzo Cohn, talking about anti-cancer living and how you can both prevent it and prevent its recurrence. You'll want to share that with anyone you know who has had a cancer. This is really important, as a lot of people who have cancer don't take the recovery period seriously enough in changing their lifestyle, because you can prevent over 80% of recurrences of many cancers that have been studied, such as breast and prostate, by lifestyle changes. Next week, coming up, we have a wonderful guest on Genius Brains. That's, if you will, the person, Lugavere, Max Lugavere, who talks about genius brain and food for your genius brain. That is, the title of his book is, in fact, Genius Foods. It is a New York Times bestseller, the Becoming Smarter, Happier, and More Productive While Protecting Your Brain for Life. The next week after that, Unsafe at Any Meal by Dr. Renee Joy Default. This is absolutely a superb interview she gave. She's a former FDA investigator talking about what foods you should avoid if you want to stay healthy. But now let's get to the news of the week. How to have the most fun in your free time is, in fact, one of the most interesting scientific stories. Researchers from Ohio State University's Fisher College of Business and Rutgers Business School evaluated existing research on time management tactics and how they affect the uptake, outcome, and enjoyment of various activities. And with all of us faced with dwindling free time, we resort to scheduling everything. But what they found is that a free-flowing nature was much better. That is, the researchers in this suggest designating chunks of time rather than specific hours. That is, after work is better than after 6 p.m. for the free time to have free-flowing navigator. The studies show that imposing a hard stop on a fun activity, even if it's to start another pleasant thing, affects your ability to enjoy it while it's happening. So for most enjoyment, make it free-flowing, set a rough time after work, and don't set an end time if you really want to have fun. Boy, I wish we all could do that. The problem is that erodes into my sleep time. Is working remotely bad for your health? And this is a recent Gallup poll found that 43% of Americans now work remotely at least some of the time. So what we're really talking about here is, does working outside of your normal social environment affect you negatively and affect your health negatively? And this is what is called opportunity self-employment. You do it at your leisure. You do it because you want to, rather than necessity self-employment, forcing you to scramble for a job. And what this study found was that research, and it's from Cornell University, found that remote workers are at greater risk for feeling personally and professionally isolated than their in-office colleagues. Social isolation is associated with a greater, obviously, mortality risk and health risk. So the basic of the literature and what they found and what they suggest is have some time where you work remotely and can govern your own schedule, have some time where you work in an office and have the social contacts that an office breeds, and do it with some regularity so you can do it. What's the surprising factor that is raises your risk of Alzheimer's? Well, there are two surprising factors. One is blood pressure, and the other is exposure to a virus that is roseola. So roseola, or sixth disease, is a virus that most of us don't get a shot for. It's a herpes virus, much like chickenpox and shingles is. And the problem with chickenpox is that once we have it, that virus, even if we've gotten the immunized after we've gotten it, that virus lives in your nerves and can come out and attack you. That's why we get the shingles vaccine and you have to get it again and again. So every 10 years or so after age 50 to protect yourself from shingles. Well, maybe that's what will happen with these roseola viruses. Now, the other surprising factor is blood pressure. People with high blood pressure in this study that was done between people of age 59 to 102, and they followed them till they died. It was a long study done at Rush Memory Clinic at the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center in Chicago. And what they found was that people who had blood pressures between 134 and 174 had a 46% chance of having more brain infarcts, and that led to more memory problems and more accumulation of plaque. Apparently, at least in this study, the brain plaque, that is the beta amyloid plaque and the tau tangles, occurs after you get an infarct. It's almost an inflammatory response to the infarct. And this was associated. So just a little bit of increased blood pressure is a lot bad for you. And that's really an impressive story, roughly a 50% higher risk of Alzheimer's disease or memory dysfunction, at least, from just a little bit of elevated blood pressure. That's why we say blood pressure control is so important. I'm going to now take my sip of coffee, if you'll pardon me, as coffee is one of those things that actually decreases blood pressure, keeps your blood vessels elastic. So do cherries, and so do a lot of other both foods and activities, such as exercise and stress management. All those things that are good for your brain seem to be things that help control your blood pressure, including coffee. Now, another one is losing weight or controlling your weight. And believe it or not, half of Americans are trying to lose weight. Who's trying to lose it the most? You know it. It's younger women. Who's trying to lose it the least? Who's the least likely group to try and lose weight? It's older guys. Oh, guys, maybe that's why guys live shorter and develop dementia faster. They're not controlling their weight, and they're probably not eating as healthy. Do you really need less sleep as you age? Nope. The data is pretty clear. You need the same amount of sleep, but you don't want it in sleep in intermittent amounts or in naps during the day. You want to get as much as you can at one time. Now, there are a couple more caveats. When you're young, that is when you're a baby or in your teenage years, you need more, 8 to 10 hours during your teenage years. As you get older, you probably settle into 7 to 8 hours. And that's what we seem to need for the rest of our life to have optimal brain functioning. Remember, what what happens in that sixth, seventh, and eighth hour of sleep, or sixth and seventh hour, is you get rid of brain poop. As your brain cells produce waste, that waste can cause inflammation, and as a side effect, once the inflammatory cells are gathering up the poop, they often will gather up your, if you will, your neuro cells, your brain cells, and accidentally cause dementia, if you will. So friendly fire does that. But one of the ways you get rid of brain waste is by sleeping longer. You shrink your brain a little bit. It opens up the channels because you're a little dehydrated. You get rid of that poop. And then when you start drinking in the day, hopefully coffee the next morning, it doesn't dehydrate you when you're short of fluid. So it's only dehydrating when you've got excess fluid. So that's a good thing about coffee. And it lets you get rid of your brain poop, your brain cell poop. There's a lot of good news in the next story. That is, the next story is about immune therapies for cancer. We're going to do a special edition on that one of these days, because there is so much good news about getting cells that attack the processes that don't let your normal immune cells attack them, getting rid of cancer, curing cancer, getting rid of recurrences. This is really unbelievable. The checkpoint inhibitor story is true for melanomas and a lot of other cancers. So this is really incredibly good news. And that's one of the good points. The second good point is keep your immune system functioning at its highest quality to fight cancers, both before you get it and to prevent recurrences. Those are really keys. Take care of yourself with the right foods, exercise, avoiding toxins, and yes, managing stress most importantly. Breast cancer screening, well, we're now beginning to tailor it. So used to be every year from 40 to 50, and then every 2 years till you're physiologically too old. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's not, shouldn't be age, chronologic age 85. It should be kind of your real age, it's 85. So maybe you're 30 years younger, and at 115, you still need to be scanned. That's going to change, by the way, dramatically. As we get to be able to live to 120 with the physiology of a 60-year-old, we're going to have to screen a lot longer. But what we're finding out now is screening should be individualized rather than just any one every 2 years to age 85. The gene editing method may revolutionize. You've heard about CASPR now and how it's starting to treat cancers. That is, you can edit out these changes in genes, especially if you find them early enough, and get rid of the cancer. So that gene editing and shooting in some gene editing viruses or gene editing monoclonal antibodies, who knows? We may be able to really radically change cancer therapies. Right now, very expensive, but going to get a lot cheaper. It's going to be tenfold cheaper, we think, every 2 years. Now, nothing in medicine seems to get cheaper, but this one should. I guess we need a real man in the FDA or in the, it's probably in CMS, in the Center for Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services, or in the, as Chief of Health and Human Services, and not someone who's an industry pawn. We've got a great person in the FDA, I will say, in Scott Gottlieb, who's really done a remarkable job in revolutionizing and improving on that agency's processes. I'm not sure that's true with the industry person who is now at HHS and not doing much to fight high drug costs, not doing much to decrease drug costs over time. In these new therapies, we need someone who will do it, not just someone who gives lip service to it like the president appears to be doing. He needs somebody on his cabinet level who can take action on that. Explaining, if you will, herd immunity convinces more people to do the right things to prevent flu and other things. That is, when people don't know what herd immunity is. Herd immunity is that if everyone else gets protected from the disease, they can't transmit it to you. So the herd protects you. And when they've done that, it's increased. When they've educated people about that, the benevolence comes out. And 75% of people who didn't know about herd immunity said they would get vaccinated. 80% who said they were familiar with it. Those are up about 20 percentage points from who would get immunized against influenza if they knew about it. Cancer does have an increased risk of diabetes. I think that's because we don't take care of ourselves after we get the cancer. And the sun-sensitive people need more than sunscreen. You need hats. You need clothing. You need to get in the shade in the bright sun. So please, if you're a pale white person, do more this season to get protected and continuing doing more. Dog walking, as we've said it, walk your dog even if you don't have one. On the contrary, you should definitely walk your dog if you do have one. It turns out 70% of people with a dog don't walk it or get less than 3,000 steps a day, even if they say they walk it. So please do walk your dog. And the last story of the day, positive people and friendships give you a boost. Don't be around negative people. You can avoid that by choosing your friends. So let me go over the key story of the week. I think if I was going to say it, it is roseola is a herpes virus, two herpes viruses, 6 and 7. We may need to get immunized against those because those seem to be associated with the development of dementia late, much like chicken pox has shingles as a late recurrent thing. We don't yet have a vaccine against it. And the other one, how to have the most fun in your free time, according to this study, it is have a relative time that you do free time and don't have an end time for it and enjoy it. The surprising factor that may raise your risk for Alzheimer's, not only roseola, but it is also high blood pressure, just 135 to 147, increases the risk of dementia by about 50%. So get your blood pressure under control. Those six normals are really key that we mentioned. Blood pressure, LDL cholesterol, fasting blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, your body mass index, no cotinine or tobacco end products in your urine, and manage your stress as well as immunizations up to date and seeing a primary care physician once a year. Thanks very much for listening. This has been 901A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, tune in next week. We have a great guest. That is Max Lugavere on the B segment. And the week after that, it is Unsafe at Any Meal with Dr. Renee Joy DeFault. This week's guest is, in fact, Dr. Johanna Breyer. Tune in. You'll learn when your child is sick what to do and when you need to have help in doing it. Thanks very much for listening. Ben, thanks very much for great engineering. Please continue to download us and continue to rate us. Thanks again. We'll be back next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast.